This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. On Monday, July 24th, at 7 p.m., a train derailed on Line 3 of the TTC's SRT, causing 4 of the 45 passengers to end up in the hospital. I want to apologize to all those impacted by this incident and to assure our customers that safety is always paramount to all we do. I have spoken to my executive team and ordered an immediate review of this incident, using outside help and expertise as necessary, says Rick Leary, TTC CEO, in a statement an hour after the derailment. To cover the loss of Line 3, there are currently over 40 buses running an hour to compensate for the loss of the line. Before the pandemic, the ridership of the SRT was over 30,000 customers daily, with a 30% drop in ridership during the pandemic. The SRT was set to be decommissioned in November after 38 years in service. Due to the derailment, the SRT has been shut down for an unknown amount of time, with plans to decommission the trains earlier following the incident. Monday's tragic events were not the first time a TTC train has derailed. In 1995, the Russell Hills subway incident occurred, in which a train on Line 1 derailed, resulting in 3 deaths. Following the fatal incident, the State of Good Repairs Initiative was started in the TTC to make sure that the TTC is well maintained so incidents like Russell Hill would never happen again. State of Good Repairs projects deal with keeping the system and its infrastructure safe and reliable, says the TTC regarding Kipling Station's State of Good Repair work. Sheila Pizzi-Allen, Executive Director of Commuter Advocacy Group, TTC Riders, regularly takes the SRT, with her having taken it the day before the incident.
I went there yesterday, so today's Wednesday. I went on Tuesday to see how the shuttle service was going. Yeah, the shuttle's ride takes 10 to 15 to sometimes 20 minutes longer, depending on how bad traffic is.
Pizzi-Allen says that due to this incident, there's a lot that the TTC needs to get done to accommodate the Line 3 ridership for the foreseeable future. Pizzi-Allen, a somewhat frequent rider of the SRT, says that the commute times have been doubled, with it now taking her 20 minutes to get to Scarborough Town Center from the original 10 minutes.
Someone messaged me and shared a post on social media that showed a photo that a transit rider had taken of the decoupled train, someone from inside the decoupled train. It was just so shocking to see an accident like this on the TTC, and I actually started getting messages from people like, I was just on the RT today. Yeah, this accident could have been so much worse. We still don't know the cause, but if it had happened at a different point on the track or the train had been going faster, there could have been much worse consequences.